young and old. It behooves youth in battle, and love, and dance, to be full of vigor and glory. Here the old have to give way. What they once lived, here will have life. Here will the body's grace be shown, with drum, clarinet, and fiddle. Here will courage and the strength of heroes be made manifest in passion's fervor. Yet the things which must be won in struggle are shown by the signs and songs of the old. For only after years and years again is knowledge and experience secured. Those who now read clearly in the future's book were in times past once young themselves. Should the people live on in posterity, it has need of the young as well as the old. Calling. Seek guides for me only among the old, those who, like a council to secret rulers, are enthroned high above the masses and their doings, no longer subjected to general human craving. Yet it is not just the years the thinker had to endure perforce, marking him out as guide. He must know how to give all experienced life for his eternal soul to own. Only he who has lost himself to his soul is chosen as molder of the future. The value of a beautiful gloss. Think not the radiant is superfluous today. The warmth of the sun cannot be separated from its light. If you today are weary of your own radiance, you will still know the power within its brilliance. Even if you cannot give to your own children what your father's fathers once gave to theirs, honor nonetheless the little in life which still remains to us as brilliance of old. Guidance rich in grace. We make our way towards a new world. Few suspect where we are all walking. Delusion can still arouse dreams in which thousands lose themselves. Yet the unbegotten guides do not give up as lost. Those, their feeling felt to be already ripe. Even if what was born from spirit for light may wallow in sticky, dead earthly mire. He who was not so crazy as to shirk their help will reach the goal, though he may flee it still.